Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for October 16, 2018. In today's news, TEI Group is supplying elevators for Columbia Business School's new campus. A proposed skyscraper promises to be a kaleidoscope-like landmark in downtown Los Angeles. Four people were hurt when an elevator fell in Brooklyn, New York. An investigation found that nearly half the elevators at a university in California lack inspection permits, and a man was strangled to death when his shirt became caught in an escalator at a Bronx, New York subway station.
TEI Group has been contracted to install 17 elevators at Columbia Business School in a neighborhood of Western Harlem, New York, known as Manhattanville. The contract calls for 13 overhead gearless, one overhead geared traction, and two holeless hydraulic units. Covering 17 acres, Columbia University's new campus will be a home for education and research it hopes will be groundbreaking. Situated five blocks north of its Morningside Heights campus, the Manhattanville campus will host graduate-level schools and research centers, housing for faculty and students, and spaces for the community.
A 58-story skyscraper at 811 West Olympic Boulevard in downtown Los Angeles would be, according to architect Nardi Associates, a kaleidoscope-like landmark, Construction Dive reports. The L.A. Department of City Planning has issued a draft environmental impact report for Olympic Tower, which would include 374 condominiums across 24 stories and a 373-room hotel on 17 stories. Also on the drawing boards are 14 levels of parking, 8 above ground and 6 below. Concerns about issues such as increased traffic and pollution are often outweighed by a development's revenue and job-generating potential, the source noted. Developer Olympic 26 LLC hopes to break ground within 2 years.
Four people were hospitalized with minor injuries on October 12th after an elevator fell from the first floor to the basement of a building in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, WPIX reports. The incident, which occurred shortly after 9 a.m. at 741 Flushing Avenue, is under investigation.
An investigation by the Daily Titan found that 35 of the 77 elevators on the main campus of California State University Fullerton in Fullerton, California, lack current annual inspection permits, a situation an elevator inspection company billing manager says is, unfortunately, typical, with the state of California typically 6 to 9 months behind on inspections. One building's elevator had permits that expired on April 28th and another on June 16th. The State Division of Occupational Safety and Health inspected all of the university's elevators in July and August, but not every elevator was issued a permit. A university spokesman said mechanical updates may be needed before this happens.
A 48-year-old man from Bronx, New York, strangled to death on his own shirt after falling on an escalator at the Intervale Avenue station of the New York City subway in Longwood, Bronx, NBC New York reports. The incident happened early on October 14th after the man purportedly had been drinking. He was found unresponsive at the top landing of the escalator shortly before 4 a.m. and was transported to a hospital where he was pronounced dead.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.